I'm out and about today and at Victor Harbour High School talking with some wonderful students from Year 10. They're hospitality students, and this week they've got a huge event coming up, and we're going to find a little bit more about it from the girls, but also from their teacher, Rebecca Beale. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, really well, thanks. Thank you very much for sparing the time to talk to us. And tell all our listeners what these lovely young people have been up to and are about to get up to on Friday night. So just tell me a little bit about yourself. Have you been at the school for a while?
I've been at school for 10 years. Yeah.
Quite a while then.
Yes,
that's
yep.
Good. Have you always been in the home ec area? Is that your main?
It's my main area, yeah, yep. But I've also taught quite a bit of science at the school as well.
Okay, yep. Good things go together, yep. Science and food,
yes.
Fabulous. So good. Now, Year 10s, how did you come across the opportunity for this catering for this event coming up?
Yeah, our principal Amanda O'Shea was actually contacted by the Victor Harbour Business Network,
yes.
I think is what they're known as,
yeah.
And we were offered to make the canapes for their dinner.
How wonderful. And what we're talking about, folks, you'll remember from the last few weeks we've been talking with Graham Jameson from Business Victor Harbour, and very exciting to have their annual business awards coming up. So that's the event that the girls are going to be part of. And Rebecca's been working very hard with them so that they feel confident and happy about doing some serving, and also, most importantly, the whole process of coming up with enough canapes for nearly 100 people, I think, if not slightly more. So it's a big job for the girls to do. Now, Rebecca, some of the work has been done already.
Yes, yeah, we've prepped what we can in the weeks leading up to the event, mm-hmm. And then we're going to have a large day on Friday where we do a lot of the fresh canapes together at school.
Fantastic. So, Hayley, would you mind telling me a little bit about your experience of making the canapes? How did you come up with the recipes? What kinds of things did you do?
So we came up with the recipes, and we had to do trial and error and see what recipes actually worked, and then from there.
And Ella, did you, when you were doing it, did you choose a selection of hot and cold things?
Yes, we did. We went through and just looked around with what we liked, and then we just cooked them basically, and then just trialed them and just see whether we liked them for it.
And all of them were pretty good?
Yes,
luckily. How did you find the recipes? Maddie, would you like to tell us about how you came upon the recipes? Did you look on the web or went home to mum or grandma, dad, and said, give me the canapé recipes?
We had a look on a few websites for different recipes, yeah.
Fantastic. So bits of technology in there as well. Are they... have you had much experience, any of you, at waitressing already?
Mm-hmm. No.
Yes, you have. Maddie
waitress.
Has. Yep, you're already working as a waitress. Excellent. And everybody else, I guess you've been having some test runs about how you would approach people with a tray of food and that sort of thing. Have you done some of that already?
Yeah.
Amelia, do you want to tell me about that? It must be fun when you're just practicing with each other and with the teacher.
Well, I have a part-time job and I waitress there, so I've kind of got used to it from there, but about it much. We don't really do it here.
No. Aren't they amazing? I often say to you when we're chatting away about the young people in our community, how many of them actually have jobs and go to school as well and do all the sports things and everything else. So here we are in a group of five or six young people, and they're all people with part-time jobs as well. In terms of getting the food to the venue, how will you manage that? Because they're quite delicate, aren't they? Or will you work down there at the venue?
We're pretty much doing all the preparation here.
Okay.
So we'll make sure that the majority are already served up on platters, and then they'll be kept in the cool room until they're ready to transport straight into the cool room at McCracken.
Okay, fabulous. And what time does the event start for you girls? Do you know? Eloise, do you know? Not sure what time it starts. Does anyone else know?
It starts at 5:30 and ends at 7.
5:30 to 7. Fantastic. So it's going to be a great adventure and something really, really different. What do you think about the way that the girls have responded to the things that you've asked them to do? Have you been pretty pleased with them?
Yeah, they've been excellent. They've worked really independently, because I've had to have you know, 5 or 6 things being trialled in a lesson. So each group's had their own thing to work on. So as one teacher in the classroom, they've had to take a lot of that on themselves. And they've definitely enjoyed the taste testing. But they've also included and got feedback from the school and from the teachers to make their final decisions.
That's
so they've done
a
great job. Yeah.
Fantastic. Thank you, girls, so much for your time today. I know you're really busy and you've got lots of things to do for the rest of the day. Have you got exams coming up in the next week or so?
Week seven.
So luckily, this will all be over by then and you'll be home free and almost time for the holidays. Thank you so much. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thanks for having us.